Okay, we go three short parshas. Devarim, Shabbos Chazon, Ezias, Tavshin Pei Gimel, Glen Shvi, Leim Nishmas, Asuti Labas, Rav Gabriel Pinchas, and Afush Shlomo 4, Mordechai Yaakov Yudah Ben Rivka, and Shnei Rivka Batzleya, Pesach Shar Chol Yisrael. The first idea comes to us from Marv Hashemesh. We said it earlier in the week. We're going to say it again. The pasuk says in the fifth pasuk of our parsha, Hoyo Moshe Be'eretz HaTorah Zos. This is the Torah that Moshe explained to Klal Yisrael. It says the Marv Hashemesh. You look at the rest of the parshas Devarim, it has nothing to do with the Torah. Moshe explained the Torah. It was Chodesh Shvat, it said. It was Chodesh Shvat, 36-day speech. It was all Tochach, it was all Devarim Musar. Where's the Torah? Where's the Avaschana? Where's the Asar's Dibbas? That's only next week. But nothing's found in Devarim. It says the Marv Hashemesh based on Mahalach from the Chayz of Lublin. That before a person learns Torah, before a person lives Torah, before a person throws himself into a Torah, Kedosha, a person has to do tshuva. It's time to learn chaver. Before he comes to learn, you have to have lessons of tshuva. You have to have nuchas nefesh. You have to have chavas adas. You have to have the ability to put your phone away and the ability to be focused. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "I want to give you the Torah." First, you have to do tshuva. First, you have to show me that you want it. First, you have to show me that you want to be connected. And that is why says the Marv Hashemesh that the rest of the time of Dvarim is a tochach ha-musar for us to be able to do tshuva. Because in order for us to attain elokus, the Kreshakter says the Torah is elokus based on the Zohar. The Torah is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You have to do tshuva. You have to come closer to the Ribono Shel Olam in order for that to happen. Idea number 2 and 3 are both from the Teferet Shlomo. First idea, Teferet Shlomo. Idea number 2. Pasuk says in our parsha, in the 6th pasuk, Hashem lekin diber aleinu b'chorev leimal rabachem sheves b'har hazeh. Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to us b'chorev and har Sinai. He said, you were here for a long time. It says it to Teferet Shlomo. You have to look at this pasuk and really say it really like this. Hashem lekin diber aleinu b'chorev. Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us b'chorev, even in the Churban, even in the 3 weeks, because we know this parsha was always Shabbos Chazon, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us what's Solomon. Af bezman b'churban it's amitosh, even b'chorev rav lachem Shabbos, not just rav lachem Shabbos, rav lachem Shabbos. Nishos hamagalos yom Shabbos kodesh, like the Rebbe says, Teferet Shlomo says that even when we have the Beis Hamikdash destroyed, yet on Shabbos the Beis Hamikdash is there; it is fully intact. That's why l'chadori we always talked about the geula. We talk about the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim. And that's what the Teferet Shlomo said, the same pasuk. Rav lach shemes be'emek habach. How great is the Shabbos in the Valley of Tears? What are the Valley of Tears referred to the first 3 weeks? How great are the Shabbosos? Are the Shabbosos of the 3 weeks? And what Yisrael says, the holy Shabbos of the year is Shabbos Chazon. Shabbos Chazon is the holy Shabbos. Why? Because the Zohar tells us that all the bracha from the week comes from the Shabbos before. At Tisha B'Av, you know Mashiach is born. So Mashiach is Shabbos. Mashiach is born this Shabbos. The Kohen Aviv Shabbos is Geula. This Shabbos is Geula. Read back in the pasuk. Hashem lekin diber aleinu b'chorev. Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us every Shabbos as if the Beis Hamikdash is there. B'chorev, even in the Churban. Rav lach Hashem Shabbos. How beautiful, how great is for us to be able to tap into the light, into the energy, into the aura of every Shabbos, but definitely this Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Chazon, the Shabbos of vision, the Shabbos to see that even though physically we don't see, but we know, you know, Shaveh B'tzdaka, the Rabbanu Shem, as we end off the Haftarah of Yirmiyah, I believe, ends off the Haftarah, that the Rabbanu Shem will be redeeming us with judgment, with care and light and kindness. Should be soon. Idea number 3, also from the Teferet Shlomo. Idea number 3 from the Teferet Shlomo, Af Yitzan, Dover, Ashayik, Shemikem, Takriyun, Elav, Vashemativ. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, anything that was hard, you come and tell me, I'm going to come help you. It says the Medrash Eicha. The Teferet Shlomo quotes it. Went. Jeremiah the prophet went to the Avos and Davin. The Davin the Kivri Avos. I'm a little Avos. Sheilach Moshe Rabbeinu. Don't have us. Don't talk to us. Go to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shalotzi is Yisrael Mitzrayim. Who yam all the Bakish Aleim Rachman? And he's going to Davin to Kadosh Baruch Hu for Rachman. That's exactly what it says. The pasuk says. Va'adova Shagik Shemikem. Remez Gzeres Hakasha Sheib Bezman Chomer Mesamidosh. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't saying that the questions that were too hard for you, that the thing he was saying in the things in the future that are going to be too hard for you. Shalot Tochul Yisbol Kalkal Chomer Mesamidos. Moshe is saying to those Jews, come and tell me, and then I'm going to be able to bring you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That davar yiksha mikem doesn't refer just to the things, there were things that were hard, you know, going in the Beis HaMikdash. Sorry, in the Mishkan, in the Midbar. He was saying in the future, I'll be up in the Medrash. When Yirmiyahu went to the Avos said, no, go to Moshe. Things will be too hard for you, but davar yiksha mikem, to Yirmiyahu v'shmatu, come to me. And I'm going to down. How important is this for us to be able to lean on our Avos, lean on our Kivrei Avos, to lean on our parents or grandparents, to go to the Kivrei Avos, down by the Kivrei Tzadikim. We know the Shulchan Aruch brings down, I saw this in the Leif Simcha also, the tremendous, tremendous comparisons between Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. The obvious one being is the fast starts at night. But there's a lot of connections. When Leif Simcha talks about this, maybe we'll bleed out or talk about it next week. There's a lot of connections to Yom Kippur. And we know, and Tishba, there's no Indian to down Yom Kippur to go to the Kivrei Avos. Of course, there's got to be an Indian to go to Kivrei Avos before Tisha B'Av. Maybe it's not so easy. So maybe if you can't go to the Kivrei Avos exactly, maybe we think about the lessons and the goals and the values that our Kivrei Avos had as if we are there. Or we say the Torah, like the Maharanim says, the Maharanim tells us, you see the Torah of the Tzaddik as if you're by the Tzaddik. Ma'am Shemes. I love the difference of our Shlomo. To realize that this world and the next world, the Mamash connected. We have to lean on our forefathers or grandfathers to dive into their Rebbeinu Shem for our mercy and for kindness and for compassion. This would be the strategy. You start off saying, Holy Moshe Beres HaTorah Zos, Prior to Al Pasuk Hey, what are you talking about? Says the Maharav Hashemesh, there's no Torah in our Pasuk, it's all Toch, it's all rebuke. Says the Maharav Hashemesh, based off the Chayza, no, before you come to Torah, you have to have Tshuva. If you don't have Tshuva, Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want nothing to do with you. You have to have Tshuva in order to come learn Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah. The second idea, the sixth Pasuk in our Parsha, Rebbeinu Shem tells us, the Moshe says, Hashem Nekin Adi Ba'alina Ba'chor, Laimo, Rav HaShem Ezra, you were here for a long time on the Har Chorev and Arsina. No, it says, Ba'ar Chorev, Chorev is Ba'al Shem Chorban. How great is the Shabbos? Even the Churban Zemidash, the goal is there. The Zemidash is rebuilt every Shabbos. If the Zara, if the Ariza, how great is the Shabbos? The darker the days, the holier the light has to be on Shabbos. That's why the Rabbi said the older of Shabbos is the holy Shabbos, because Mashiach is born that week. The bracha comes from the Zara says the bracha comes from the Shabbos before. That means this Shabbos is the Gula of Mashiach born. And I saw also from the Chayza also say that this Shabbos Chazon. It's Rav the Rav in the entire Shabbos. Anil Chalsi, Ace Ratzon doesn't just refer to Rav the Rav, and it refers to the entire Shabbos. It's the whole Shabbos, it's Rav the Rav. It's happened to the energy of the Shabbos, as if the Beis HaMikdash has rebuilt the Shabbos in every Shabbos. But this is the Shabbos of Shabbos. The Gula of Gula. Final idea. Dover, Sheikh Shem, you can't think of any other Mishmatif. Because Moshe says, anything, you came, come to me, I'm going to help you, I'm going to listen to your problems, listen to the issues. Doesn't just refer to what happened in the Midbar. It says the Medrash, isn't Tvash Shoma. Yirmiyah saw the Churban and went to the office, and the office says, well, come talk to Moshe, Davin, talk to Kaddish Baruch. And this is what he says here. Come to me, Moshe, and it's in a very humble way. Now I'm going to go on behalf of you. And that's what the connection between Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, Shmizocha. You can't go to the Kibbutz Avos, at least to say the Torah in their name. If the Maranayim tells us to say Torah in their name, it's if you're there, Shmizocha B'Av, Shmizocha, the Tshuva before you learn. The Tshuva, the Shabbos. Shabbos is the Lashon of Shabbos, Bo Toshuv. Every Shabbos is a day of tshuva. Every Shabbos is a time of light, of geula. The Shabbos is a geula, and to know, to always lean on our Kivrei Avos for help and siyat l'shma, to down to the Eivish Shabbos, the Shabbos Yom 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 Shabbos Chazon, the Shabbos Kosh, we're so to be together in Yerushalayim, as the Shabbos Mitzvah Yishkoach.